WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating this crazy world we call life. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to create a home environment that actually supports your mental well-being. You know, that peaceful sanctuary where you can recharge and come back stronger. Because let's be real, sometimes getting through the day feels like a marathon, right? And having a calm, supportive base camp at home can make all the difference. Now, I'm not talking about some Pinterest-worthy perfection here. This is about creating a space that genuinely resonates with you, where you feel relaxed and energized. Think of it as building your own personal oasis of peace. So, what does this look like? What are the key ingredients for crafting a home haven that truly nourishes your mind? First up, declutter. Ever notice how a cluttered space can make your mind feel cluttered too? It's a real thing. Take some time to go through your belongings and get rid of anything you don't use, need, or love. Donate it, sell it, toss it, just let it go. Clearing the physical clutter often clears mental clutter as well. Second, bring in nature. Plants aren't just pretty, they actually purify the air and boost our moods. Think about adding a few leafy friends to your space. You can even start with something easy like succulents if you are not the greenest them. And don't forget to open those windows and let some fresh air in whenever possible. There's nothing like that natural breeze to invigorate your senses and clear your head. Third, personalize it. Make your space truly yours by incorporating things you love. This could be anything from artwork that speaks to you, cozy blankets, or even a collection of meaningful objects. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy and make you feel at home. Fourth, establish boundaries. Your home should be a sanctuary, not a battleground. Set clear boundaries with family and friends about when you need quiet time or space to recharge. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes and prioritize your well-being. And finally, don't forget the power of intention. When you enter your home, take a moment to appreciate this peacefulness and set an intention for relaxation and rejuvenation. Even just a few deep breaths can make a world of difference. Let's talk about that last point, intention, because it really gets to the heart of creating a well-being haven. I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she shared this super relatable story. She used to bring all her work stress home with her. Her desk would spill over onto the couch, emails would ping constantly, and she'd feel like she never truly left work. But then she started incorporating intention into her evening routine. As soon as she walked through the door, she'd take a few deep breaths, put away her phone, and light a scented candle. She even created a little ritual, brewing a cup of calming herbal tea while listening to some chill music. This simple shift in mindset, this intentional transition from work mode to home mode, made a huge difference for her. She found that she was able to unwind much more easily and actually enjoy her evenings at home. So, what are the key takeaways here? First, declutter your space to clear your mind. Second, bring nature indoors with plants and fresh air. Third, personalize your home with things you love. Fourth, set boundaries to protect your peace. And finally, make intention a part of your daily routine by creating rituals that signal a shift from work to relaxation. Remember, your home is more than just a place to live, it's a reflection of your inner world. By creating an environment that fosters mental well-being, you're investing in your overall happiness and success. Ready to take action? Start small. Pick one or two things from today's episode and incorporate them into your life this week. Share your progress with me on social media using #modernstoicism. Home Haven, let's build a community of calm and well-being together. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.